Zimbabwe's opposition leaders are meeting this weekend to announce whether they will participate in a second-round contest following disputed March presidential election results. The Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, claims that the incumbent government rigged the election results. Former BBC correspondent and founder of the Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us that the MDC has little choice but to participate.
The position in Zimbabwe, I don't think, has ever been as dangerous as it is now. The Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace, the leading civil rights organization in Zimbabwe, has pointed to the fast deteriorating political and security situation. They say that the situation is not conducive to a runoff, but if one is held, they want observers from an African development community and from the African Union under United Nations supervision. Well, this will be very difficult to organize within 3 weeks. And another complication is that the country is bankrupt. Very, very financially challenging to arrange a runoff election. Also, a matter of concern that there's been concerted efforts by authorities to intimidate those people who formerly supported Mugabe. Already more than 20 people have been killed. These include teachers in rural areas who acted as election officers in the first round. Another complicating factor, the Chinese vessel bringing arms to Zimbabwe has not been turned away from Africa. My understanding is that it is docked in Luanda, in Angola, and the weapons are being flown to Zimbabwe. This is a most challenging scenario. A Movement for Democratic Change goes ahead and challenges Mugabe in the runoff election. One can see the violence increasing. If they do not choose to go into the runoff, then Mugabe will claim to have been re-elected, and he will be rubber stamped by the Southern African Development Community, by the African Union, and by the United Nations.